Just outside Winnipeg in Canada lies Oak Hammock Marsh, a large area of wetland that attracts thousands of birds every year. But it wasn't always that way. The area has a checkered past when it comes to nature. Jacques Bourgeois is from Oak Hammock Marsh.
If we were to go back in time, let's say about 200 years ago, this area was a huge wetland stretching from the city of Winnipeg all the way to Lake Winnipeg, so roughly 470 square kilometers. And what happened is during the late 1800s, early 1900s, the federal government was encouraging settlers to come in and settle the prairies and drain the wetlands so they could have the land for pretty much nothing. And a lot of people did that. So this huge wetland went from 470 square kilometers 2.6 of a square kilometer, so almost completely gone. And the same thing happened to most of the wetlands in southern Manitoba, actually in most of the prairies. So you can imagine the impact it had on wildlife, especially waterfowl and ducks and birds and frogs, all the animals that live in those types of habitats for which it's very important. So in the 70s, the government said, you know, perhaps we've drained too many of those wetlands. How about if we reclaim some? And Oak Hammock Marsh was one of those such projects that they decided to work on. They didn't have the expertise on rebuilding wetlands, but another organization called Ducks Unlimited Canada, who had been around since 1938 to restore wetlands and the purpose of waterfowl hunting, was called upon to rebuild this wetland. Now, Oak Hammock Marsh is about 36 square kilometers, and about 300 species of birds will call this place home every year. So this is roughly about half of all the species we have in North America. It's incredible. It's such a small area, but attracts such a diverse amount of a group of birds. It's just amazing. And we saw this morning all the geese. Right now, during the fall migration in November, it's mostly waterfowl that we have going through. So lots of geese, lots of Canada geese, lots of cackling geese, lots of snow geese, some swans, and lots of different types of ducks as well, and birds of prey such as eagles. They'll make their way south and eventually come back to us again in the spring. They use the marsh mostly as a staging area. So during the migration, a lot of the birds will nest up north in the Churchill area. They'll come through here during the migration. And it's almost like a little gas station along the highway for them. We're on a major flyway, a major migration route for birds, so it's very important to have an area such as Oak Hammock Marsh because sometimes it's the only stop they will make during their flight south. So we have hundreds of thousands of birds that will be coming through here daily, and they want to have some food, they want to feed, they want to eat as much as they can. So you can imagine this oasis of water in a predominantly agricultural area. Those farmers around us, when you see all those birds come in, they kind of start worrying about their crop because they can see that those hungry birds, that's all they want. They want to eat and fatten up enough, they have enough energy to fly south. So we try to keep good neighbors with them by having different techniques, such as we place scarecrows in the surrounding fields, which doesn't work so well. We also have propane-powered cannons called bangers, which will scare the birds off to the neighbors. So it doesn't really solve the problem, it just displaces it. What we found worked the best here was something called waterfowl lure crops or sacrificial crops. Basically, we plant the crops around the marsh. We set some land aside for the birds. We plant wheat or barley. And when the birds come here in the fall, they will tend to leave the marsh in the morning to go and feed in the surrounding field. They'll see this crop nearby. They'll stop there, and that will spare the farmers' crops on the area. So the farmers benefit from it because their crop is saved, and they actually get paid to plant our crops here. The birds are quite happy. They find all the food they need nearby. And in terms of economically speaking, it makes sense as well because the provincial government is responsible to crop damage. So for every dollar we spend in planting our waterfowl lure crop, we save $3 in compensation claims. So it makes sense economically and ecologically, which is a win-win-win situation. Now, of course, when the birds go south, they will go as far south. Depending on the species, some will go as far south as Minnesota. The ones nesting here just crossed the border, about 800 kilometers. The ones coming from Churchill, they'll go a little further south, about 1,000 kilometers in Missouri. And the ones nesting way up in the north, in the Arctic, they will go all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. So it's kind of interesting to see how the ones that are sort of near us will just cross the border, and the ones that are further away will go further south again. Now, some of the species we have here, some of the ducks and the small songbirds, they will go as far as South America. So it's quite a journey for them. And of course, it will take toll on a lot of the individuals. About 70% of the birds will not survive the migration. That's mostly for the young ones, the least experienced one. Predation, collision, lots of things could happen, habitat loss. So it makes you wonder, well, why do it in the first place? Why migrate? Well, it's not because it gets so cold. It's actually because of the lack of food. Birds that will migrate, they basically follow the food source. So whether it's insects, whether it's aquatic invertebrates, whether it's things that they can no longer find on the ground, such as earthworms or grass and things like that. So they'll go to food sources. But then it makes you wonder, why come back? Why put yourself through migration all over again if you know you're going to lose so many individuals? Well, the thing is, it's food availability. All the birds, billions of birds, actually 90% of the birds will go south during the migration. So that puts a lot of strains on the resources down south. So come springtime, when love is in the air and they want to have young, it makes more sense for them to come back north, where there's lots of resources and lots of food available. And that explains why the birds nesting south, for example, the toucans, the parrots, and so on, they won't come back here, but they have about one or two chicks a year. Whereas the birds coming back, making the big journey back north, when they come back here, they can have access to a huge amount of food and resources, and they can have a lot more offspring, so 10, 15 offsprings a year. So even if they lose 3/4 of their offspring, they're still ahead of the game because they have 3 or 4 that will survive compared to the one that may or may not survive in the south. So it's a survival strategy. That's why a place like Okhamek Marsh is extremely important for those migrants, because it's, like I said, they only stop sometimes for a lot of them along their big highway of migration.
That's Jacques Bourgeois from Okhamek Marsh near Winnipeg in Manitoba, Canada.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.